Did you know that 60% of the brain is fat? But I'm not talking, you know, potato chip kind of fat. I'm talking healthy fat. In the last podcast episode, we touched on gut health and the connection with mental health. And there is definite direct correlations between gut health and brain health. So this podcast is an extension of that one because we need to discuss healthy fats and what that actually does to the brain and how to get them into our diet, right? So this, we are going to definitely touch on the healthy fats, where to find them, how to get them, and then just watch your mental health change. And I've seen this with clients. I've definitely seen improvements when these things are added. So if you are ready to find out more about how to get your brain in the healthiest shape of your life, then you are going to want to listen to this podcast. Welcome to Ditching Depression for Busy Moms. Have you ever woke up in the morning with that dark cloud of despair threatening to consume you, and you just wish you had someone to talk to? Someone that understood where you are and could maybe encourage you or motivate you on some level? Someone that could give you tools to help you feel better? I've got you covered, my friend. My name is Melanie Borbo, and I have been working with women for the last few years to help them overcome depression and anxiety naturally. I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a daughter of the king, and I'm here to help with whole health solutions, strong faith, and motivating mind shifts. So if you are ready to get your happy back, then grab your gratitude journal and let's get ready to spread some sparkle. Hey friend, are you tired of feeling that numb, sort of confused feeling and feeling like you're not yourself? Do you long to feel whole again and to be able to connect well and talk well with people? And so that you can be the best version of you for your family, your friends, your coworkers? If that's you, my friend, then we should talk. I love offering free discovery calls just to find out what your struggles are and what you need in order to be that best version of you, to get your happy back. And on these, they're 15 minutes free calls, and we could just kind of dig into that and see if what I do when I coach people could be a benefit for you. So go ahead and book your call today, and let's see if we can move you beyond this dark, numb, confused kind of woman to that woman who you used to be, the energetic, excitable woman you used to be. I'm here for you, my friend. Welcome to Ditching Depression for Busy Moms. You know what? This is part two of the last episode that we talked about the connection between gut health and mental health. There is a direct and very undeniable connection between what is happening in our stomach and the health of our microbiome and our mental health. So if you haven't listened to that last episode, go back. I know you'll be blessed because we dig into some simple ways that you can actually start to change and improve your gut microbiome. But in this one was the extension, like I mentioned, of the last one because I obviously didn't want it to get too long. So facts, a couple facts. 60% of the brain is fat. Did you know that? Pretty cool, right? And 15 to 20% of that 60% of our brain is actually omega-3s, which is found in our myelin sheath. Our myelin sheath is made up of omega-3s, specifically DHA, which is one of the omega-3s. So if our myelin sheath is so, so very important, and if something happens that it gets, you know, destroyed or deteriorated or gets eaten away just because we don't have that protection from the fats on it, we can have things like MS or even worse, ALS. So the importance of our myelin sheath cannot be, you know, understated. We need to feed our brain. We need to give our brain, pardon me, the building blocks that will keep it the healthiest. And so many people eat a ton of fat, except not very many eat the good fat. There's lots of processed oils and things like that in the food that we eat, right? All the chips, all the crackers, all the cookies, all the bakery stuff that we get, that we buy at the store, all the processed food contains lots and lots of fat. Typically lots of omega-6s. And then you can get into the whole other thing about unhealthy fats and, you know, all the oxidative stress that comes from unhealthy fats. So I'm not talking about eating more processed food and eating more of the unhealthy fat. What I want to dig into with this podcast is what are the good fats and how do we get more of them? So as I mentioned, omega-3 is one of the most important fats for our brain. And where does that actually come from? Where does omega-3 actually come from? Well, obviously everybody knows fish, right? You can get omega-3s from fish. I don't personally eat fish. I'm a vegetarian, so I don't eat that, but many people do. However, what's the downside to fish? Aside from, you know, just going to get it and cleaning it and like all those things, right? Is that there are large studies and large research done on the fact that a lot of fish actually contains heavy metals, contains PCBs and all kinds of stuff that are in the water. So that's kind of a big thing, right? That's kind of a big deal. Now, if you're catching your own fish in a freshwater lake, probably the healthiest fish to eat. But if you're buying fish from, you know, big grocery stores or whatever, may not be the healthiest option anymore. However, there's also people will supplement with fish oil. Now, there are a few red flags about fish oil that I just wanted to point out. Now, you can choose to do whatever you want to do, but I just wanted to give you the information. So supplementation, the amounts of fish oil can actually vary quite widely from capsule to capsule, from company to company. And so, therefore, you're not necessarily sure of what you're getting inside that capsule. Not to mention the other things that could be added to that capsule. But there's also limited research on how much is being absorbed. You know, again, as I talked in the last podcast about vitamins and minerals, if our body is not absorbing it, then it really will not have the benefit, obviously, right? Also, some supplementation has been found to be heavily laden with heavy metals and other contaminants, so that's kind of a really big deal. It is really rare to actually have third-party testing for quality control for fish oil supplements. So that's kind of another red flag, right? There's not the third-party testing. And there's a lot of fish allergies. Like they say that you can probably almost find someone in your immediate circle that is allergic to fish. And I didn't really think about that. But a young boy that I was talking, he's 16, that I was talking to recently, he said, oh yeah, I can't even touch fish. And he said he just breaks out into hives and welts. And I'm like, whoa, I didn't realize that was such a thing. So anyway, there are fish allergies. The other thing about fish oil is that it's usually highly processed. And with that highly processed process, it breaks down, right? Like it breaks down the nutrients that are in it. And it's also isolated. When all that processing happens, it's isolated to just a few nutrients that we can, as humans, we can actually extract. Whereas if you eat the whole fish, if you go to the source, you're going to get more nutrients. Remember we talked about synergy between, like when you eat an apple, for instance, there's like 10,000 nutrients inside the apple that when you just have a vitamin or mineral supplement, you're only getting those few that were taken out. Same thing with fish oil. So the next thing that I want to talk about, because I don't eat fish. So, is flaxseed. Oh man, flaxseed is one of the best sources of omega-3s, a vegan source, right? Plant-based source. And so there's a couple things that you want to do with flaxseed. You want to get a little coffee grinder or something like that and grind it fresh daily because it does lose its nutrient content quite quickly, right? So you want to grind it, and you always want to grind it. You don't want to eat it whole. It's not really that good for your stomach lining, actually. And sometimes we don't even, if we don't chew it up enough, we won't even digest it. It'll just pass. So it's best to grind it right before you eat it. How do you eat it? Well, you can put it on your cereal. You can put it in your smoothies. That's my favorite. I just dump a whole bunch of my smoothies. You can put it on salads. You can bake it into breads or cookies. I do that quite often too. So there's lots of ways that you can get that flax seed into us. Now there's also flaxseed oil. I've never really taken flaxseed oil, but I do have friends that take it on a regular basis and they quite enjoy it. And I believe that the dose is like 2 to 4 mils per day of fish oil. Not fish oil, flaxseed oil, pardon me. But again, you want to make sure that this is high quality and that the processing is, you know, that they didn't damage it with the way that they processed it. So again, that would be my thought with that one. Now, there's also, lots of nuts and seeds have omega-3s. What was I going to say? So there's lots of different ways to get, plant-based ways to get omega-3s. And you want to have omega-3s in your diet every single day, because omega-3s are so good for so many things, but especially we're talking mental health. This, when you put omega-3s into your diet, and I've seen this, many of my clients, once I recommend that they start some kind of omega-3s, whether that's just adding flaxseed to their daily food or, you know, whatever it is. And chia seeds is another one that's really good for that too. But what happens is, and I've had people come back and just say, you know, the only thing that they incorporated that week was flaxseed. And they had a good week. They feel good. So I believe that this could be a fairly quick way to improve our mental health, is to start adding omega-3s. I do believe that could happen pretty quick. Now, for some people, it may take a little bit longer. You may not see results right away, but just know that it's needed. So regardless of or not, if you see results quickly, just know that omega-3s are super, super important for you and that the results will come. Absolutely. There is something that I want to share with you about an omega blend in a capsule. Now this is, it's plant sourced. They're cutting out the middle fish, and they're going right to the LJ oil and many fruits and vegetables. This is a full spectrum of omega. So there's more than what we originally think were just omega-3s. And it actually, this particular omega blend, which again comes from Juice Plus, which I love. There was a man that had severe brain injury because he was in a really bad car accident. And he'd suffered for quite a few months trying to, you know, heal. And he was, he was healing. He was doing well, except that his cognitive function was off. He couldn't process thoughts really quickly. He couldn't seem to concentrate. You know, like these were long-term effects from his car accident. And somebody introduced him to this omega blend, and he started taking it right away. And he said within a week, all of a sudden his cognition was so much better. He could hold a conversation. He could remember things that he, you know, was talking about or thinking about. And just overall, he felt brighter. He felt clearer in his mind. And I just think that's such a powerful testament to the fact that when we give our body what it needs, the proper building blocks, we will get results, right? We will see results. The other thing that I want to touch on, and this one is kind of a little bit controversial, but I want you to do your own research. So someone had said to me at one point, the importance or the effectiveness of coconut oil. And I have taken coconut oil and use it on my skin and I take my mascara off with it. I do so much stuff with coconut oil. But then someone put it in my mind that coconut oil was really, really bad for you and that it was, you know, going to cause heart disease and all kinds of things. And so I stopped taking it internally and I stopped cooking with it for a while until somebody recommended this book called The Coconut Oil Miracle by Bruce Fife. This book I'll put a link in the description about where to get this book on Amazon, because I just want to read you a couple things out of this book, because so many people think that coconut oil is bad or dangerous, but I am here to tell you that I never did really believe that, but I couldn't find evidence to prove to me that I was right. But this book has got all the science, has got everything in it that can prove, if you're that person that needs proof, that can prove that coconut oil is really, really effective. Now, what is coconut oil effective for? It helps us to improve our digestion, helps us to absorb nutrients. Now, that in itself is going to help our mental health. As soon as we can, you know, heal our digestive tract, as soon as we can start, like I said, to have that healthy microbiome, we will have a better mental health. We will have a better outlook. We will, you know, just so many things about our mental health will improve. The depression lessens, the anxiety lessens, like all of these things happen when we have a healthy gut. And coconut oil helps exactly with that. So just listen, I just want to read you a couple little sentences out of this book. It says, the digestive health advantages of medium chain fatty acids over long chain fatty acids are due to the differences in the way our body metabolizes these fats. Because the MCFA molecules are smaller, they require less energy and fewer enzymes to break them down for digestion. They are digested and absorbed quickly with minimal effort. As we get older, our bodies don't function as well as they did in the earlier years. The pancreas doesn't make as many digestive enzymes. Our intestines don't absorb nutrients as well. The whole process of digestion and elimination moves at a lower rate of efficiency. Because MCFAs are easy to digest and improve vitamin and mineral absorption, they should be included in the meals of all older people. And it's actually talking in this book, it's actually talking about even babies. Everybody should have coconut oil. So don't take my word for it. Go find the book and read it for yourself. But it is going to improve that the whole digestion picture, which is going to improve your mental health. So that's what I have for you today. Again, if you, you know, look in the description, you can find links to the book and to my calendar if you want to go ahead and book that free call. I would love to have that call with you and just see, you know, how I can help you. So have a great day. God bless.
Have you been blessed or encouraged, motivated by this episode? If so, then I would love to hear from you. You can show your gratitude to me and to show me that I've actually given you value by just dropping a quick little review on this podcast. It warms my heart to hear from you. And also, it'll help other people find this podcast that can be blessed or encouraged as well. And if you know someone who needs to hear this, then by all means, share away. And if you want to find out more about how you can, you know, we could possibly work together, just come on over to ditchingdepression.com and you can find my contact details there. Take care and God bless.